We believe that Hashem exists. Without a shadow of a doubt, Hashem exists. Hashem has control of every detail in the world. Hashem is personally involved in the details of our lives. And by extension, we believe that the book that Hashem has given us to guide us through our lives, the Torah, is an extension of Hashem speaking to us. Again, of course, if Hashem himself would reveal himself to us, that experience would be much more powerful for us because we would be able to see him and not need to believe in Hashem anymore because we would know that that is Hashem. When we talk to somebody, we don't have to believe that we're talking to that person because we can see that we're talking to them. We're currently experiencing it, and therefore we know we're talking to that person. We don't know Hashem. Most people do not have direct revelations from Hashem, and therefore there is an element of, I believe that Hashem is there. I believe that he can hear me. I believe that he cares about me. By extension, everything that is written in the Torah, we believe that that is Hashem talking to us and guiding us and telling us how we are to live and how to answer these questions. So Be'ezrat Hashem, let us answer this most vital question. Why are you alive on a moment-to-moment basis? What exactly is our purpose? We're going to break down this answer into four steps, Be'ezrat Hashem. And we begin now with step number one. These four steps are based on countless Torah sources. Just to mention one classic, the first chapter of Mesilas Yesharim, but countless Torah sources outline these concepts as being obvious as the viewpoint of the Torah, which is the viewpoint of Hashem, which is for sure the truth, which is for sure irrefutable, whatever our personal perspective may be. Let's begin with step number one. Hashem created us for one reason. Hashem did not need to create us. Hashem is much greater than the whole entire world and everything within it. Why did Hashem, before we ask, what is our purpose? Why am I alive? Let's take a step back and ask, why did Hashem create the world? And why did Hashem create you? What was the purpose of that? Does Hashem need us? The Sfarim unanimously answer that there is only one reason that Hashem created us. Hashem created us in order to share his goodness with us. That is the only reason Hashem created us. Let's say that again, so important to never forget step number one, which we will see afterwards how it can manifest in many areas of our life, and so important to remember this. The only reason that Hashem created us, no other reason, is to share his goodness with us. Hashem has so much good in his essence, and obviously, if there's no recipient, that goodness cannot be shared with anybody. And Hashem, therefore, decided to create each one of us so that we can receive his goodness. Whatever we ever experience, any experience throughout our lives, to remember step number one in the truth, in the process of Hashem's thinking. Why did he create me? Whatever I'm going through, of course, we'll deal with the coming steps. But step number one, only one reason. Hashem loves me to the point that he needed to create me to be able to just share his amazing, bountiful goodness with me, to just give to me. That is the only reason that Hashem created us. Hashem created the world. Hashem created you and me in order to give to us. That is the only reason.